on the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, welcome along. It's nice to be with you again. We have Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats, coming up on the show tonight. We'll talk basketball. They got some good news this week. A big man will be able to step right in for them. We'll talk about Bruce Weber and what he has done with the program in his time there. Also, Chris Kleiman and the football program. A lot of positive things moving in their direction as well. So everything to do with K-State coming up later on the show. And, you know, one of the things that I've tried to preface each week as we went through the pandemic is, you know, I wanted to try to, you know, we had to talk about it as it related to sports and all that, but I wanted to try to keep things positive and talk about sports in a fashion of moving forward and thinking ahead and just to kind of take our minds off of everything that was surrounding the pandemic. And then given the events that have taken over this past week with the protests following the death of George Floyd, the pandemic seems like it's become secondary. We've almost not even talked about that. And I want to do the same thing. I want to have this be an outlet for you to kind of get away from that stuff. But to me, it just feels like this movement and the protests, it means more. And it wouldn't be right for me to not mention something. Now, I'm not going to get up on my soapbox. And some of you, you know, may say, well, you should, you know, your voice should be heard. So, but again, I'm not going to say anything that's more profound than what you've already heard from people. I'm in support of this movement. I will say that, but I don't think you need to hear from. I'm not going to tell you something that's something that you haven't heard already. So I don't feel that that's my place. And you may agree or disagree with that, but I think there's other people that have a stronger voice, and we should listen to them, and I will listen to them and follow them and try to follow them and try to do more. So I wanted to bring that up here at the start of the show. And obviously, the Big 12 released some statements. I'll get to that in a moment. But the one news story that I saw was Oklahoma State linebacker Amen Agbagbamiga tweeted that after attending a protest in Tulsa and being well protected, that he tested positive for COVID-19. And the message that he sent was, please, if you are going to protest, take care of yourself and stay safe. And he was about one of 30 players that I read that had returned to campus, kind of the first phase of Oklahoma State athletes returning to campus. So all of those players, as well as the coaches and the staff members, were tested for coronavirus when they arrived. And so now what will happen with Amen is he'll be quarantined in separate on-campus housing, and he'll be retested Friday. So players are returning in preparation for the June 15th start of activities, which was announced last week by the Big 12. So obviously, we pray for a quick recovery for Amen and hope that he's back and healthy soon. So But yeah, I mean, if you're out protesting, it's pretty difficult to practice social distancing rules. But he said, take care of yourself and stay safe. I thought it was really powerful when I went on the Big 12 Sports.com and I just saw their Twitter feed, and they had retweeted each of the schools that had used the hashtag Black Lives Matter. And they had the black square up there. It was really powerful just to scroll through all of those. Very symbolic. The Big 12 Board of Directors released a statement, and I want to read that to you. As a conference representing thousands of students, faculty, and staff from all walks of life, we are committed to fostering a culture of inclusivity and respect in our campus communities. Acts of racism and violence, no matter their origin or target, contradict this core commitment we share within the Big 12 Conference. Recent incidents of racial violence underscore the need for us and for all Americans to join together in addressing matters of racism and injustice in a united, meaningful way. That again from the Big 12 Board of Directors. All right, I'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. We'll also talk Oklahoma swept some big-time awards. That's coming up, and much, much more. I appreciate you listening tonight. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 this week with Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. Wyatt, thanks for joining us.
Bill, it's good to be on with you again, my friend. How are you? Everything good?
Yeah, I mean, given all the circumstances, staying safe and healthy and, watching everything unfold and hoping for the best and pushing for the best. So, yeah. How about you? When you kind of get back into the swing of things at K-State?
Well, it's an interesting question because the reality of it is I think full-time for our department, they're talking now about in the vicinity of the 6th of July. I do think there will be, some back already. Our football staff, as a matter of fact, is already back. Most of our basketball coaches are back in, as an example. A lot of our football players will definitely be here by probably the 15th of June to start some involuntary workouts and then probably full-time in the first part of July to try to get this season going on time. And I think for all that we've been through, I think everybody is excited that we're talking about those types of things now and hoping that we can, A, have a season and, B, have it starting on time. And we'll see about the fans and the stands kind of thing because that's still up for large debate, but it looks like we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, that's good. And we'll dig into that a little bit, but I've got time to kill. I've got time to kill on the show, so sure. I thought it was good timing that I talked with you about this. Hey, why don't you come and join me on the show? But I just saw that Frank Martin, now the South Carolina men's basketball coach, had tested positive for coronavirus last month. And so I don't want to try to put you on the spot here about the perceived rift between Martin and then AD John Curry, but can you talk about the Bruce Weber era at K-State that started in 2012, kind of what he came into, how he's evolved it into his own program and where the program is headed now?
Well, if you don't mind, it's a great question, but let me start and say we're thinking about Frank. I've made a lot of friends in this business over the last 40 plus years. He certainly is in that group, in a big way. From what I understand, he's doing well. We wish him only the best. I love Frank. You know that. With Bruce, I think he came in interesting times at Kansas State. And I think the way he handled it was exemplary. Because, you touched on it there. There was certainly some friction between then athletic director John Curry and Frank. And the thing that I appreciate about Bruce, or one of, I guess maybe the more accurate way to say it, is the one of the things that I admire about him the most is he came in there and just, tried to do it the way he does it. and hopefully that'll be good enough. And clearly it has been good enough. Have we had our ups and downs? Yes. But through 8 years, we have shared in two Big 12 championships. We've been to an Elite Eight, been to the NCAA tournament five times. I think regardless of what segment of K-State basketball history you compare that to, that's comparable to most, whether it be, name the guy, Lon Kruger, Jack Hartman, Tex Winter, Jack Gardner. And to be able to say that says a lot about Bruce Weber.
Yeah, there certainly have been the highs and then the lows, but the lows don't seem to last all that long. He seems to find a way to kind of get him out of that and get him back on track as soon as he can.
That's perfectly said, because at the end of the day, and I've said this about Bruce many, many times, he is a grinder. He is a gym rat. He loves the game, loves everything about it, wants to be around it, doesn't let anything kind of get in the way of how he does things. As an example, you know, last year was really hard for us, Bill. You know that. K-State won 11 games. It was one of its poor seasons in history. And yet here we are as we talk in, you know, the first part of June here, eight new faces on this basketball team. It is the best recruiting class he's ever had. I think excitement is starting to build. Will they have some bumps on the roads? Of course. You realize that this coming season, K-State basketball will have one senior, one. And so there'll be some growing pains, but with all of the influx of new talent and the ability for these kids, I think everybody's pretty pumped up about it.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. And we talked about all those new faces that are coming in and Casey Eziagu transferred from UTEP. He's been cleared to play, so you get some size up front. Just talk about, because I know we're even during the season, you know, we had those discussions about low points and all that, but you've been pretty excited about the names and the potential of the players that are coming into this program.
Absolutely. And you talked about Casey there. When he first came in at semester this past season, it was obvious for all of our players right away that this kid was going to be a high-level energy guy, really worked hard in practice. Yes, he was out to prove himself and what have you. And a lot of you see that in a couple of the first two or three days out of guys, and then it kind of wanes. Not Casey. He was terrific. And I just love his, I guess I'll call it fever pitch for the game and the competition. I think he will really help K-State. He's got good size at 6'10". He's got good athleticism. He probably, in all honesty, needs a little work on, you know, just kind of some of the fundamentals of the game. But his athleticism and that kind of stuff, he'll be able to guard. He'll be able to rebound. And I think he'll get some trash buckets, as they like to say. He'll help. And then Davion Bradford, a freshman from St. Louis, gives us some size. They also, in the offseason, signed a kid by the name of Carlton Lingard, who's 6'11", that probably can play a little bit farther away from the basket. So K-State really is going to go from a team that doesn't have a ton of depth to one that has a lot of pieces and a lot of depth, albeit, you know, not a lot of experience and certainly more size.
I wanted to talk about football recruiting too, and then I wanted to ask you about recruiting in general. But you mentioned a good point, though, just talking about Casey there, about his work ethic and how it didn't wane off. And you know, we get hyped with recruits coming in. Every school does. Basketball players can make more of an immediate impact. Those coming from high school, and then obviously in Casey's. Case there, you know, as a transfer, much sooner than most football players. You talked about, so I'm going to ask you this from a recruiting standpoint here at both ends. What do you look for? Like when you see basketball recruits come in and what do you see, and when you see football recruits come in, what do you kind of look for to see if their development is going to be on pace and if this is a recruit that's going to help the program down the road? Because it has to be different for basketball and football, I would think.
Oh, it is different, and yet there are similarities. It's a really, really interesting subject, and I guess I'll try to answer it this way. We've had examples of young players come in here in both sports before and really play a lot sooner than a lot of people thought they would. And for me personally, I believe the common denominator is is that you can tell when these kids come in what they have been through previously in terms of success as an athlete and also the coaching. I'll give you what I believe is as good as an example as I can give you, and that would be Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett grew up in a football family. From the time he walked in here, most of the right, and I'm not bashing on anybody, I'm just telling you the truth. Most of the people were saying he's going to be a really good player here after a redshirt season. And I'm going, no, I don't see it. He's good enough and ready enough to be able to play right away. So I think part of that is all, you know, just your particular makeup. There have been other guys that have come in here in football, as an example, that have redshirted as a freshman and then started for 4 years and have been good enough and were well coached enough and had the personal desire to play at the next level, like a BJ Finney or a Cody Whitehair or guys like that. So there, I'm just trying to say that the one thing that really sticks out is you can tell right away the ones that are special and the ones that really belong right out of the gate, from my perspective anyway.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, that really is interesting. That's good stuff. Well, we will talk some Kansas State football. We'll get into a little bit of recruiting and just what the team is going to look like this year, talk a little bit about the schedule. So we'll have a second segment with Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. That's coming up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8.
But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack, and my guest is Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. We're talking football now, and we were talking a little bit of recruiting. I saw some good news coming in here for the Wildcats, at least with their passing attack. Brennan Hawkins, 6'4", 206-pound receiver from Godley, Texas, pledged his services to K-State. And now this is for 2021, so getting a good jump on 2021 as well. Just talk about the job that Chris Klieman has done recruiting now that he's been there a year and certainly had some success, how you see the program building.
I really like the job that Chris has done, really in all ways. He is a really, really fine leader, I think, to start with. He's a guy that surrounds himself with talented people and lets them work and do their thing. Very confident. I think the recruiting is part of that. They have been, even through this pandemic, some of it sometimes through Zoom, but they've been in front of a lot of kids, so to speak, and they've made a lot of offers, which is a little bit more aggressive and different than the way Coach Snyder did it in the latter part of his tenure here, which was also very successful. I'm excited about the young kids in our program. I really am. And I don't know that I would say a whole lot about the 21 class yet, but I would give you an idea of, I do think that there could potentially be some young players in our program right now as true freshmen that could see the field this fall. Think back to a year ago as an example. When we were in this part of the year, like say June or such a matter, if you said Joshua Youngblood to anybody, most pretty good K-State fans would have said, yeah, he's a speed guy from Florida. Down the road, he'll really help us. Well, he was an All-American last year. so that's I'm not predicting that there will be another one necessarily, but I do think that those kinds of stories are what makes my job and your job great, that you see that kind of thing. And I could give you a couple of examples of even like, you know, young redshirt guys that like I talked about a moment ago with a BJ Finney or a Cody Whitehair or Dalton Reisner or those types of guys, all next level guys. The next guy in that chain, they hope, is a guy by the name of Cooper Beebe, who is an offensive lineman, big guy, 6'3" and already at 335 to 340 pounds. He's out of Kansas City Piper. And that's that, you know, they really like him. So you get the point. They're recruiting a lot of good quality kids, giving them a chance to play right away because there is opportunity, and that's exciting.
Where does K-State need to improve heading into this year from last season?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Bill, without a doubt, is trying to replace five starters in the offensive line. That's why, you know, going through this COVID-19 pandemic, I mean, it hurt everybody, but we needed spring ball because of that, I think. But it didn't happen. And I think K-State will be okay there. And I think they've got good athletes there. But again, it goes down to what we talked about a moment ago. Who's ready to play? Who's ready to go? Who's capable? How many are capable? Those types of questions. After losing, you know, basically five guys, and I guess I'll say three of those five played together for a minimum of 3 years, that's pretty good continuity. You know, you also had a special story like Evan Curl, who was a fifth-year guy who had never been a starter and started all 13 games last year and those types of things. But the offensive line, if they can be solid, and because I think around that offensive line, they're in pretty good shape with a veteran quarterback, some depth at receiver, some depth at running back. They're probably better and deeper in terms of the fullback tight end position, which Coach Kleiman's offense is, I mean, they use that in a big way. So I think if the offensive line is solid, this could be a pretty good football team this fall. We'll see.
I know you don't have a crystal ball, and this is all just kind of hypothetical on our point, but given that there was no spring ball, and let's just assume that everybody gets in June and they get through their fall camp and we start the season on time, do the non-conference games change or become more of an extension of fall camp? And do we see more players play? Do we see coaches try to experiment with different lineups, different settings? And you look at the offensive line, for example. Obviously, you want to win those games, and I'm not saying you go out there and you just, you know, throw guys out there, and if you lose, you lose. You want to win the games. But do you see more of the possibility where some teams may experiment a little bit with some of these games before they get into conference play?
I think that's a good question, too, and I think the short answer is yes. I think you could see some of that, especially the teams that are probably ahead of the curve, where let's say, as an example, you're Oklahoma, and you're trying to replace a really good quarterback, but you got a lot of other pieces back. Not everybody, but a lot of pieces back. They will try in those first three games to play a little bit deeper, to see, you know, what they have against okay competition, because we know the competition ramps up when you get into league play. K-State, I think, is interesting that way because by nature, and this is what I like about Chris Kleiman too, and having everybody engaged in the program, by nature, he plays a lot of people. And he did it last fall. He did it early. The use of the four games and still to maintain your red shirt, I thought he used that really, really well. We had a running back in our program that we saw very early in the year in Jacardier Wright. He was very, very good. People thought, well, maybe he won't red shirt. Well, then he got dinged up. Nobody knew that. And all of a sudden he played in a game late and was really good in a conference game. So there's balance to it. And maybe I'm rambling here a little bit, but I'm trying to make the point that, you know, everybody's a little bit different, but in Kleiman's case, I think you will definitely see a lot of players in those first three games. No doubt about that, but that will certainly be the plan.
Well, I have to plug our Tickets for Less Can't Miss Game of the Week, and I'll go into a little bit this more in the show, but since I've got you here, Buffalo, North Dakota, Vandy, all non-conference home games. K-State will host Texas October 3rd. Homecoming against Kansas on October 10th, November 7th against Texas Tech, November 21st against Oklahoma State. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Now, let's just say you can get some fans in. The can't-miss K-State home game this season. Which one is it? Is it Texas? Is it homecoming against Kansas? Is it a little bit later? Which one would you pick as the can't-miss home game of the season?
Well, a lot of our fan base would want me to pick Kansas because if K-State beats KU, everything's usually pretty good after that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but that's right or wrong, I'm not going to pick that. I think the real key games there, and trying to answer your question, is Texas and Oklahoma State. And I say that because if you go back and even just do the last 6 or 7 years, those games against those schools, whether it's in Austin, Stillwater, or Manhattan, have been really good, really high-level games. There are exceptions, of course, but most of the time, those have been really, really tight, tense games. And sometimes, you know, a good season to a great season swings on those. I know you want me to pick one, but I'm going to pick those two. And then in my mind, the early road game that's just paramount will be when we go to Morgantown, if it plays out the way it should. A couple of years ago, when we went to Morgantown, K-State lost a really tough game, and it made a difference, man. If you can win those, makes a big difference in late November for sure.
Yeah, that's good. No, we'll let you pick both. We'll let you go with Texas and Oklahoma State. That'll be fine. So, yeah, ticketsforless.com, they won't mind that at all. So that's our can't-miss game of the week. I'll tell you more about Tickets for Less a little bit later in the show. But we're talking with Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. The football stadium undergoing some renovations. How are things moving along there?
It's a great question too, Bill. And the short answer there is it's going really pretty well, even though a lot of construction projects around the city here have been slowed a little bit by trying to get materials in because of COVID-19 and all of that. But this particular project is still pretty much on target. It's interesting, if you know the layout of Bill Snyder Family Stadium, in part of the earlier renovation process, they put really large, nice video boards in the corners in the northwest and northeast. And because of this south end zone project, you will see that duplicated in the southwest and southeast this fall. And then the redone Bramlage, if you will, and the south end zone will be totally done for next season, not the one upcoming, but for 2021. It looks really, really good right now, but it does look like a construction site. And when we get to September, I think it's funny and amazing to me how they do that, but they are certainly making progress. We've got a lot of really good people in our athletic department that work with those companies, and it just seems so seamless and goes really pretty fast. It looks good. It looks like a construction site right now, but I'm excited for the fans, because I think the fan experience when they have those video boards in every corner will be really cool.
Yeah, and, you know, even when there is construction going on, you kind of see the progress being made. At least there brings some excitement to the fans as well. What's your sense in terms of how many fans? Will there be fans? What's the sense around Manhattan, Kansas, as far as how it will look on Saturdays in the fall with fans being in the stadium?
Yeah, it's a good question too, Bill. And here's the thing. I would just be honest and say, let's be blunt about this. Nobody really knows for sure. Some have talked a lot about, you know, half capacity of whatever that is for your particular stadium. I think it's still a little bit early of knowing what can be done. Can we do better than half? Will it be a little less than half? Say in our case where we've got some 50,000 seats, will it be 20? Will it be 25? Could it be 30? Could it be 35? I think all of that is still on the table, and I am really trying to answer your question, but I just don't know that we know that. I'm excited because it looks like we'll have some.
Yeah.
The question is going to be how many, and I'm leaning towards more, unless we have some type of, you know, setback here. And knock on wood, I hope I'm right.
Yeah, yeah. No, listen, I jumped on it early. I mean, I think I even said it on the show in April that there would be a full football season and we'd get things rolling. So, yeah, it is. It is early yet, and I just wanted to see what was going on there in Manhattan. Well, look, I mean, we've had the pandemic. We've had the protesting that's taking place, some odd times. I really appreciate, Wyatt, you coming on the show and kind of getting away from Not getting away from that stuff, but just taking a break from it. But I did want to bring this up, though, because I saw a story in the Kansas City Star. A couple of K-State women's basketball players, Christiana Carr and Peyton Williams, they bumped into each other. They weren't going together. They bumped into each other at a peaceful protest this week in Topeka. And just reading that story, the girls, they both spoke about how they matured during this process and they're finding their voice. And it was great. We need to hear more stories like this. I thought that was a real uplifting story from both girls.
Well, it's really well said, because I do think we are going through a very difficult time right now. We had a Zoom meeting yesterday morning with our athletic department personnel, and And Gene Taylor, our AD, touched on that stuff and frankly became pretty emotional about it. And it isn't an emotional thing. And you know, we need change. We need to be better. And I think a lot of people are ready to step out and be more vocal and more a part of that to make that kind of thing happen. In the particular case of those two young ladies, I'm so impressed with both of them on so many levels. Peyton is actually from Topeka. Just a terrific young lady and great student. Chrissy's father is an assistant coach on the basketball team for the women, and he played in the NBA years ago. And so she's beyond her years in my mind in terms of how she handles things. And they're classy kids. I'm so glad that even if it was by, you know, happenstance that they got together and did that, because it's going to take the work of a lot of people, I think, to, you know, to make this thing better. And, you know, back to the first part of your thought there, you know, we have been through a lot as a country. And I think, you know, we're making progress through COVID. We're not there yet, but, you know, maybe it'll make us stronger, and hopefully we'll get better through this too. And when we get to the fall, people will be celebrating playing some sports again, which we all love for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Wyatt Thompson, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Absolutely, Bill. Always enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we've got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, Did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. And we've told you about Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference. But for them, this time it's more than just selling suits. Let me read a statement from their website, revealsuits.com. Hold on, I've got to find it because I want to make sure I get this perfect here. What did I do with it? Oh, Carlton is going to be, he's going to be so upset with me. Carlton Dixon, the CEO. Hold on, why don't, I don't know. I didn't bring it into the studio with me. How nice. All right, revealsuits.com. Let me find it here. Hold on here. Let me find their statement. I will tell you this, that you can turn your suit into a statement by going to revealsuits.com. But here is their statement on COVID-19 assistance. Reveal Suits recognizes the shortage of personal protective equipment during this time, and they want to help. Their mission is to be impactful in everything that they do, and right now, it's bigger than selling suits. They've worked with their suppliers to produce N95 masks, disposable face masks, and medical isolation gowns in bulk, and they can ship directly to you in as quickly as 7 to 10 days. The N95 protective masks come as low as $1.99 each, and the disposable face masks as low as 75 cents each. So you can take advantage of this by going to revealsuits.com and ordering whatever your shipment is, however big. And then if you would like to order gowns, you can email them directly. revealsuits.com, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference. Well, Oklahoma cleaned up. Gymnast Maggie Nichols and quarterback Jalen Hurts were named the 2019-2020 Big 12 Athletes of the Year. Hurts is the 7th Oklahoma male athlete and 4th in the last 5 seasons to earn this award. Nichols is the 6th Sooner female to claim the honor and the 3rd athlete all-time, to win multiple seasons. This is the 8th time in conference history that an institution has swept the yearly honors and the 3rd for OU in the last 5 years. Wow. The Sooners are taking care of business. So congratulations to Jalen Hurts and Maggie Nichols. Now we have our Making It Look Natural segment presented by Natty Light, and I'm going to get to that in the next segment. But it's going to be Maggie. I couldn't find, there's no play-by-play for gymnastics. So I'm just going to go through some of her stats and what she has accomplished. And it's just absolutely amazing. I mean, I had heard of her and I knew she was good, but then I really looked at the numbers and it's like, wow, now she's good. So she'll be on that segment. That's great stuff. Congratulations to Maggie and Jalen. And then, so as you heard Wyatt, he was talking about the can't miss games for Kansas State, talking about the game at Texas. I mean, and really, I know K-State fans, you've got the homecoming game. So you've got the Texas game. And then he also thought the one against Oklahoma State would be a good one to go to. So keep in mind, look, we're not sure. There's a lot of time before the season kicks off. And if you look at that game against Oklahoma State towards the end of November, things could change even more. And we could absolutely be looking at getting more people than 25%, 33%, or 50% inside the stadium. So keep ticketsforless.com in mind, because as these things begin to open, the opportunity for you to get tickets is going to be even greater. So you go to ticketsforless.com, and if you go under NCAA, what's great about this, since we featured Kansas State, is on their website. As soon as you go under NCAA, right under NCAA football is Kansas State Wildcats football. So you just click on their link, choose the game that you want, view the tickets, and it's that easy. Now, the one thing that they also have is their Fansurance Guarantee, where you can learn more about getting 100% Fansurance Guarantee, ticketsforless.com. They are the official sponsor of our Can't Miss Game of the Week. So we're looking ahead to November for the Kansas State Wildcats. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
We're back on Big 12 this week. You can listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. It's time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer. All right, so we mentioned just a few moments ago that the Big 12 Female Athlete of the Year is Oklahoma gymnast Maggie Nichols. Now, I'm not going to try to fool you into thinking that I'm a gymnastics expert. But there's the vault, there's the bars, there's the beam, there's the floor, and there's the all-around. When you look at Maggie's top scores in the vault, all 4 years, 2017, 18, 19, and 20, her high scores in the vault, perfect 10s. On the beam, perfect 10s. On the bar, perfect 10s. On the floor, two of the years, perfect 10s. And then she had 9.975 and 9.975 her junior and senior years on the floor. I'm not sure what happened to Maggie at those points. She was off a little bit. But when you take all of those floor exercises and all of those scores and their perfect 10s, that's making it look natural. So congratulations to Maggie. I think she finished with 22 perfect 10s in her career. That's outstanding. So I wish I had some highlights that I could play, but I had to get that out. So congratulations to Maggie Nichols, Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, your new social distancing necessity. Drink it responsibly. We got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Big 12 this week can be downloaded as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Just search Big 12 this week and subscribe. I'd like to thank Wyatt Thompson as my guest. Be safe, and we will talk to you next week on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 this week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, Use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.